22-7000.
The British are coming! Quick, put up your gun-free zone sign and run to your safe space, said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You believe that the Constitution's the best document in political history?
Greatest political document ever.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless Indian savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible to believe that's such a great document we're founded
upon. Thank you for
upon.
The question. Where does it say that in the document? No, keep her. Where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely sure,
it
but...
It doesn't.
No,
Hi there. Happy Constitution Day to you. Wow. Every year, we hopefully talk about this because it's so important. It's so important to this show. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, and welcome, Uncle Milty. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hi.
What are you talking about?
Constitution Day.
What's that?
So, just listening to that bit with Charlie Kirk answering her and saying, that's not in there. Wait, what? It just, oh man, does that just not glaringly demonstrate the problem we have in America right now? They don't read it. They just think they know what's in it. Welcome to America. So happy Constitution Day. We're going to be talking. I want to talk about that throughout the show today and talk about some principles, talk about some great lessons and things that sort of got lost as far as like the history of red flag laws and how that pertains to the Constitution and also, new evidence about the Constitution, all kinds of stuff today. And I want to welcome you to the show, of course. Make sure that you get over to Auto Body Central. The reason I say that is they just, they returned my car last week to me. It looked amazing. It
really?
Looks brand new. Those guys know what they're doing. Yeah, my son was in a little accident and crunched the front end, and they made it look just amazing. They're so good at what they do. Can I please tell you that if you're in an accident, you can choose them. You can choose Auto Body Central. I didn't have one problem doing that. I picked them and the insurance company was fine. They were great to go with that. And they actually did such a stellar job. I'm just so proud of the work they do. Auto Body Central. Make sure if you're in an accident, choose them. 817-0949, 817-0949 or St. George Body Shop. I can't tell you enough how good these guys are, and they care about you, and they will also communicate well with you. And that was one thing I was really impressed with too. I was driving down the boulevard and noticing all the pride banners, and we've talked about this on the show because we've talked about how the mayor, the Pride of Southern Utah, is that what they're calling themselves?
Yeah,
this tiny group. They were thanking Mayor Pike for. Without him, for all of his help, because without him, they would have never been able to put those up. And then I also saw, and I have a screenshot of this, I could actually put this on Facebook, that he was donating to this as well. If he wants to donate to that as a private citizen, fine. But when I see the banners, I'm actually offended, but for a different reason. If, my reason for being offended is those banners in prior events have always been this type of event, Dixie Roundup, Dixie State College, kind of representing the college or whatever, senior games. We have the Huntsman senior games here, the marathon. But never before have I ever seen a political action group, a political agenda group, get banners all over the city, because what it does is it says that the city is behind this, that we as a whole in our city support what that's about. And what they're doing, these pride banners. For a singular event in our city, they're getting banners all over the city. As if everybody is okay with this. And I, for one, am not okay with this. I tolerate the LGBTQ. I'm nice. I'm kind. But I don't champion their cause. And it makes it look as if the city is championing their cause. I have a problem with this. And I know a lot of people have a problem with this. And the more I drive down the road, the more offended I'm getting, going, wait a minute here. The mayor was recently on social media basically saying that he thinks that these flags represent an inclusivity and acceptance. I don't see any acceptance when I see a group that says, if you don't champion our cause, if you don't fly our flag, then you're a hater. You're either a hater or you're with us completely. There's no neutral ground. There's no ground in which I can say, I observe my Constitution of the United States. I observe the fact that I give you your freedom of speech. I'm standing over here giving you that freedom, and I'm not interrupting you while you want to say what you want to say. But we have a mayor saying this is bringing our city together. This is not bringing our city together. This causes more division than I've ever seen. And that's because of the stance of you're either politically correct, you either side with us, you either champion us, you either embrace us because just tolerating us isn't enough, or you are part of the group of hatred over here. And we're going to designate you a hater. And I'm so offended right now. I'm just so offended that that's supposed to speak for the entire city. That is, I'm sorry. There are too many people that understand this political agenda and what the group's about. What are your thoughts, Uncle Milty?
Yeah, I'm very upset myself. The city council to go and authorize this is taking a political stance they have no business taking.
They've never done that before. They've never let somebody put up banners all over the city for something.
Once you take this step as a city government, you've got yourself in a position now where the bestiality pride group comes into town.
Yeah. And, or the pedophilia love group.
Yeah,
are we going to let them put up banners because they wanted banners and they want to put them up all over the city as if it represents us as a whole? What about the Satanic Brethren of Southern Utah?
Exactly.
I'm sure that they have a group like that. What about them? Do they get banners? Oh, my gosh.
Or even the heterosexual pride group.
Yeah.
They wouldn't allow that. I guarantee you.
Yeah, you know why? They'd say that was divisive.
Yeah.
They'd say that was divisive, but this isn't. That amazes me. Because I know they would. I know they would not. Mm-hmm. I know that they would not allow that.
I had someone tell me today that if you feel the need to have a heterosexual pride day, then you have bigger problems. But if you feel the need to have a gay pride day, you don't have bigger problems?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there's something really wrong in this whole mindset.
Yep. And no, I don't agree with pride in homosexuality. I don't agree with that. It goes against my personal values. It goes against who I am, what I believe in. And so to put up banners around a city and then a mayor telling me that that's making us all more loving, no. I'm actually just glaringly seeing this as an issue and a problem. And I'm wondering why the mayor isn't noticing this. And I'm wondering why the mayor is the one they're thanking for making all that possible. He went to the mat for them, and he made that possible that they got banners. He contributed financially to banners. That isn't okay with me. This is a political group. This is not just about love. No, this is a political group. And he is out there going to the mat for this particular political group. This drives me crazy. This drives me crazy on so many levels, I can't even tell you. And I've seen a lot of great posts about it because I don't think that they would actually be behind straight pride. I think if somebody put up Trump banners, people would say, well, the whole city isn't for Trump. And so what kind of problems would that cause? Do you know what I'm saying? My gosh, think about all of the different kinds of banners that could be put up every week trying to identify a city as behind a cause. This is why you don't, this is why they don't go political on the streets like this. So why for this? Because it's about love. I don't see a whole lot of love when I see people that are calling people haters for not jumping on board.
No. I mean, until they do things like this, nobody even bothers to think about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The only time it becomes an issue is when they push themselves out into the public eye.
Yep. Yep. And then ask, and then tell everybody, not ask.
Yeah.
Tell everybody,
you
better jump on board.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he said this was a celebration of all people, that he used to think of it differently, but now he says it's a celebration. You know what a celebration of all people is? The Constitution of the United States. That's a celebration of all people.
Yeah.
You know, and why they're allowed these banners weeks in advance?
Yeah, not just during the week.
No.
Not even just during the week.
Yeah. It really is. It's wrong on a lot of levels. And I hope everybody is understanding what the mayor's all about. I really do. Because he's kind of, anyway, I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
So, good points on all of this. And I'm just curious, maybe we can get, some banners for the city, that basically say Christ.
Can we?
And they definitely, they don't put that up at Christmas time. It's just season's greetings.
Right. You're right.
So
you're right.
Why can't we? Why? I mean, the majority of, I'm going to guess, just going on a limb, but I'm going to guess majority of our city believes in Christ. Maybe we can just put Christ up there.
Well, according to them now, you can do that. You can do any kind of banners as long as you pay for the banners and have an event coming. So I say that we look at all the events and we make sure that if we're gonna allow this and they want to open the floodgates on this, which they did, then let's go all the way.
We should have a very joyous Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the call.
we can have Easter. We can have Christmas.
Right. It's a fantastic point. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, regarding this mayor. I understand he's LDS, Latter-day Saint.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian Bible states, God states four places that it is a sin to commit homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
He called it an abomination.
Right.
So is he not promoting homosexuality as a promoting sin?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this is all about, is for us to accept sin. And so I would suggest if anybody in his ward or church go up to him and say, why are you a hypocrite? Why are you standing against God? Christ said, if you love me, you'll keep my laws.
Yeah.
He's outright violating the laws. And the second point here.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Ooh. You know, I just want to say, Uncle Milty and I were just talking about this. Welcome back to the show. You know, it's interesting that usually the ones full of the kind of hatred language are not the people that are talking about the things we're talking about. It's usually the ones in the groups that claim to be all about love and inclusivity. It's kind of interesting to watch how interesting that gets. Is that's where that language, that divisive language, is actually coming from? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, that's a good transition to the point I was going to make. Let's look at the long-term agenda. This mayor, Rear Pike, is carrying out the politically correct agenda of the New World Order everywhere you look. He's a Marxist, socialist. And the long-term agenda about accepting homosexuality, they're also pushing the dial towards outlawing those who repeat God's law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think this won't happen? Just go to the country north of us, Canada. It is a crime. You will be put in prison if you repeat what God says in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They essentially torn those pages out of the Bible that refer to homosexuality. It is a law. Sweden is another country. I understand there's another country. I can't remember which one, where it is a crime to state the quote from the verse, chapter and verses in the Bible that refer to homosexuality as a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're headed here. And then, you know, in slippery slope and principle, if you can take anything out of the Bible and make it violate the freedom of speech, then you take all the Bible and destroy it and outlaw it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that.
We have to stop now before the slippery slope gets any worse.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Probably saying what a lot of people are thinking. It's frustrating when I see a group that claims to be about tolerance and inclusivity and love, kind of go about it in a very sort of intimidation, manipulation way. You know, you're with us, you're going to embrace what we're doing. You're not only just going to stand over there and tolerate it, you're going to champion our cause, or you're hateful and mean. And I'm sorry, that just isn't true. You have a lot of people over here silently giving way to the fact that we respect each other's freedom of speech. But this city that I live in is not all about gay pride. The city that I live in isn't a city that is, you know, that is their foundation. I'm sorry. And to pretend that it is, and then do it in the name of love and inclusivity. The mayor actually said on his social media feed, this is what he said. He said, we still have differences. We won't understand everything, but I hope we can agree on one thing. People are awesome. I enjoy getting to know many people as role as mayor, and I love it in my role as a mayor. I hope we will all simply enjoy and respect each individual for the person they are and what they can contribute to our community and to our lives. You know what? We were doing that before the Pride banner.
Yeah.
He acts like we weren't doing that. We need everyone. We have everyone. We have everyone. And guess what? It isn't based on who they sleep with. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, so is our wonderful Mr. Mayor. I like John Pike. He's the nicest two-faced mayor I've ever met in my life. But I will say one thing. If he takes and says, okay, these transgender guys that are wearing the beard, wearing dresses, and read to our five-year-old kids like they do in Texas and stuff, I said, when do we vote him out? When do we say, okay, state president, when are you going to grow a backbone and fight against this? This is not right.
Right.
Like your last caller said, it's a sin against God. And I thought we were a Christian community. If not, then I'm going to go look for another town to move to.
There you go. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank
peace
you.
Out, guys.
Thanks. I think stuff like this is what causes the division. You know, you want to put up a banner about a rodeo? Put up a banner about a rodeo. Put up a banner about the college. Put up a banner about a marathon. Put up a banner about the senior games, because those are the only things that got banners all over our community. The pride of Southern Utah rainbow flag?
You know, here's the interesting thing I see. In this thread, there's about 300 comments.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are very positive of the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
But St. George is a little bigger than 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason there's not a lot of negative comments is because people don't want to be called a hater.
Right.
When they say, I'm sorry, I really don't agree with this.
People are afraid to speak out.
That's right.
Because of what they get from this group that's all about love and tolerance.
Yeah. So because they know that their love and tolerance is a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very skewed situation where, you know, we're in a position where if we speak our mind, we get attacked.
Right. Right.
And we're not attacking when we speak our mind. We're just saying, look, that's not what I believe.
Exactly. And my not cheering on LGBTQ doesn't mean I hate anybody. It
no.
means I don't agree with their political agenda or the acceptance that they are currently seeking, which goes beyond who they sleep with
yes.
to a political action group of changing laws and changing things to benefit the group. Okay. So being a champion or not of the LGBT is not, for me, the new love litmus test. If I love, if my heart's big enough, if I champion their cause, then I love enough. And if I don't, I'm not a person that loves. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's even gone further than that now. They've taken away our right to teach our children how we believe. Mm-hmm. Because in the schools already, starting in kindergarten, they're teaching them that LGBTQ, mm-hmm. whatever it is perfectly okay.
I know. And here's the other thing. I do possess the ability to love my fellow man. And I can do it without embracing and cheering on everything that someone chooses to do. I have the ability to love without cheering everything on that they do. I can stand over here and respect somebody's freedom. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to mention that that school up in Salt Lake, mm-hmm. I've worked with a lot of gay people before, and they're good people. They mm-hmm. work hard. They show up on time, do their work, whatever it is. And I've taught my kids that, but I've told them when they start flaunting their sexuality around, then what happens to them. And that school up north, the kids burned that gay flag, and then the school had to discipline them because it wasn't even on school property. It had nothing to do with the school. They burned that gay flag, and all of a sudden they get discipline. I don't know what time it was, but it was in the evening. And the school shouldn't even have been involved in promoting the fact that it's okay to promote that flag of theirs. And I hope people realize what they're doing if they promote that. So that's my thoughts.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And no one's ever said people aren't nice. This is what I find wrong with a mayor saying, well, now we're going to embrace everybody in our community. They were embraced before. That's a lie to say that they weren't. It's just that it's not a cause I champion. It's not a cause that I believe in. And so to say that now they are because they were allowed to fly gay banners all over the community, give me a break. It's a lie. And I sure hope everybody is seeing this for what this is. And I sure hope everybody understands what Pike's behind and what he's about.
Would you still love one of your children if they were convicted of robbing a bank?
I would love them no matter what.
Right.
There isn't anything.
But you wouldn't
would
condone them robbing
them.
A bank.
No.
Right.
And they would know that. They know how I feel about this,
of
too.
Of course.
So I'm not going to go change my entire value system because the LGBTQ people say that my litmus test is now I have to change my value system in order to love and embrace what they're doing. I don't love and embrace all sin. I say, well, that to me, in my belief system, in my value system, is a sin. I can still love the person, but I still am not going to change my value system. Sorry. I get so irate at this PC culture that tells me I have to lose my value system in order to be more loving toward a group that I don't champion. Otherwise, I'm a mean old hater. And this group has got to stop calling people that don't love their cause. If you're going to be about love and inclusivity,
then
be about it. But don't tell everybody they're hateful if they're not jumping on board the gay train. I'm not. And so, sorry. It's just not going to happen. I'm not changing my value system for anybody.
And that's really the issue that angers people. Not that they're gay. Not that they're homosexual.
It has nothing to do with that
it's
for me.
That
they
they're
can make their
saying
own choice.
Either go along with it or you're no good.
Yeah.
You're bad.
Yeah. Or you're a bad person. You non-loving, you know, meanie. Wow. That's divisive, and the mayor thinks that this is somehow...
Yeah, it's going to bring us all together.
Yeah, it sounds like it's bringing us all together. This is the problem when you start to include all of these political agendas as far as the city stands behind it. As far as the city stands behind it. And we only have one person on the city that I think is kind of, you know, saying, no, I'm not behind it. But why is the rest of the city condoning that? Because the only reason they got those banners, like they said, was because of Pike, the mayor.
Yep.
Can a mayor do that? Can a mayor be, politically charging a group and helping them with the things of the city to promote their cause? I thought that we usually stay away from stuff like that. And like the caller said before, you know, that's why we don't have all these banners about Christ, right? As we go down the street, even though everybody would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because you might offend the group over at what? Pride of Southern Utah? I mean, give me a break.
How come we're always the ones that nobody cares if we're offended?
That's very, very true. It's always the small group.
Right.
If they're offended, then everybody's got to bend over backwards as far as inclusivity.
Yeah. Don't offend a drug addict. Don't offend a homosexual. Don't offend, but we can offend you all we want.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I got one quick story and one question.
You better hurry. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. The other day, I was up the road, and it rained a little bit, and I saw not only a rainbow, but it was a double rainbow, and I thought, oh, wow, cool, look at that. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, wait a minute, rainbow. I've been hijacked, a natural occurring thing in the sky, and now I feel dirty. I don't even dare tell people, gee, I saw a rainbow the other day. God.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Listen, we have a problem in the community of thinking or coming together only on the LGBT political cause. We come together in a lot of ways. This is Constitution Day. The Constitution brought us together and gave us religious freedom and gave us the government-backed notoriety of the God-given rights of what we all enjoy in this country. And I'm fine with standing over here and saying you can say what you want or believe in what you want or make the choice that you want. Great for you. But don't hide it under some strange umbrella of inclusivity and love and then tell everybody they have to condone it.
Well, don't ask me to give up my religious freedom for your cause, because that's what they're asking of me.
Yeah. They're saying don't believe what you believe,
that's
and what
right.
you believe is wrong. And if you were just a little more loving, Uncle Milty, you'd get on board.
Yeah.
You'd fly a flag in your front yard. Ooh. Oh, this just ticks me off. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Our medical doctor.
Number is 4.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Smith version. Remember when everybody went so PC on Kate Smith
and
tried to bully stations into not playing that? I play it as often as we can because I can't stand the bullying tactics of some of these groups of people out there.
Yeah.
You know, being that it's Constitution Day, I actually really value the right to say what you want to say in this country and make your own choices. And all of us do. And the minute you start manipulating or using love as a litmus test, you know, if you really love, you'll love our group. That kind of manipulation, call everybody a hater, doesn't not on board with you, where the city starts to designate themselves as supporting pride movements across the United States. We've got banners all over our city. It's a lot of people that are not okay with this today. And I speak for a lot of those people out there that would love to say this, but feel like they're going to get bullied and intimidated and a lot of hate thrown their way if they voice this opinion. And I feel sad that that's the case in America, that these kinds of groups will really attack people for not jumping on board and championing their cause. And, you know, I was talking about sin earlier, and we're not allowed to have sin anymore in this country. Have you noticed that?
Yes, you're not allowed too to call, judgmental.
Yeah, very judgmental. You're not allowed to call anything a sin. And a sin has nothing to do with who you are as an individual. Well, yeah, it does. And there are consequences and there are things that happen. And you know what? Since when can we not call that out anymore? When can we not say, I believe that's a sin? Whether you think what I believe in is wrong or right, Why can't I say that anymore? What is wrong with us that we've PC'd ourselves into such a corner? I don't get that. I don't understand why we're giving in to that either. You're just not allowed to call anything a sin, because if you call something a sin, that makes somebody feel sad. Well, yeah, it does. It does make somebody feel sad. Somebody will feel sad. Okay, then what? I mean, am I not allowed to say that anymore? What happened to us
along the way? But I just got a weird email.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was from a self-described atheist.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, don't you dare try to use this issue to promote the birth of Christ at Christmas.
Wow. Wow.
Because we mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It's along the same lines.
Of course it is.
We've been PC'd out of Christ into season's greetings. And we're being PC'd right now. We're being told that we have to champion this or our city is a hater city. That's not okay. That's just not okay. And I can't believe that there are people that are okay with that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I missed the first part of the show there. Did you? Mm-hmm. Were you touching on those rainbow banners I saw all over St. George Boulevard today?
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. Go right ahead.
Okay.
What are your feelings?
Well, I looked it up, and I saw that the banners were actually paid for by some Southern Utah Pride nonprofit. But I'm curious, how did they get them all in position? Did the city of St. George use their park department's bucket trucks and assist with that, or how did they all get them placed?
That's a great thought. I don't know. I know that the mayor contributed to the fund that raised money for all these flags, and I know that they were thanking him on their Pride Southern Utah page for being the one in their corner that got all of that going with the banners and that made sure they had the banners. So it'd be a very interesting question for him that I actually don't think he'll answer.
Yeah, well, if anyone else knows, maybe they could call in. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, and that's a great question. Thank you for that. Were city resources used to put the banners up? I'm sure they were, because they wouldn't let somebody else do that.
No, because the street posts that they're on are city property.
Yeah.
A truck would have had to drive down the street and disrupt mm-hmm. traffic to
right,
do it.
Right.
It would have had to have been a city vehicle that did it.
So the problem I have with the banners is, in the past, they've always done Dixie Roundup, DSU, Senior Games, Marathon. They don't do political action groups. They don't do political causes. This is a very political cause. And so the problem I have is now that we've opened the floodgates, can every Tom, Dick, and Harry of every group they want to represent put up banners 2 weeks before their event too, and let the banners fly all over the city, basically saying to everybody that our city supports what they're doing wholeheartedly because banners are all over the city? Is that where we're at now? Because I didn't think that was a place we wanted to go. But if the mayor was insistent on allowing this group banners 2 weeks before their event even started, because you have to have an event in order to get these banners up, I've never seen a political action group get banners. And so I'd like to know what changed, why they were allowed to do this. Were they told that, oh, hey, you could do this? All you have to do is pay for the banners and have an event? And we'll help set you up 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
To make it look like they're, you know, the whole community is behind it. The whole community is not behind this. I'm not okay with this personally. And I don't want people to come to this city thinking that we are what? Some mini little Palm Springs, because we're not. We're actually a really conservative city who thought they got a conservative mayor on board. That is not true. He's about as liberal as they come. And I really do hope people understand that. That's the full bait and switch. That is not okay with me.
Nope.
Oh, it ticks me off. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just want to back your point where you just said is regarding the political action group.
Mm-hmm.
I have no, me personally, I've been here about 8 years, been mm-hmm. visiting here like 30 years from Colorado. And, you know, I have a gay employee right now. I run a store here in town, mm-hmm. very mixed. I have no problem with that. Is when you are funding public money towards that right there,
mm-hmm.
that's the big issue there, not whether... and being Christian myself, but I don't believe we should legislate religion. So we can't come at it from the avenue of, per se, religion itself, even though I agree with that part.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have rights right now, and I'm a self-styled libertarian. And
mm-hmm.
I would say that it's not illegal to be gay. Gotcha, no problem. I do think we've come a long way, just like in mm-hmm. on racial issues and other stuff over the last 30, 40 years. But when you start pushing a political agenda like that by a group like that, that's a big issue.
It is.
That I would say with it. And then, not to hijack, but on the 12th, I tried to call you. Can I comment something on that plane crash that you were just asking about, the no door handle?
The no door handle. I don't even know what you're talking about.
On September 12th, when you said that a plane crashed and there was not even a door handle left.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
So, side note is, growing up, you can look it up in the early 90s, Whitefield, Colorado, driving to church, we watched the plane, it just had exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And so grew up in Ireland, this plane crashed. To this day, you can still find parts of that plane. Hundreds of yards away, people had body parts, suitcases, seats in their backyards.
Yep.
And that plane crashed at like 400 miles an hour.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I just couldn't get in on that day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love your show.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah. I know.
During the hijacking, the 9/11, the plane that crashed in Philadelphia.
That didn't have anything, but other plane crashes have.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know. It just makes me ill. It makes me ill that people still believe all that. They believe that they see a plane
there. It just disintegrated into nothing.
It's never happened before and defies physics, but sure. Makes people feel good, I guess. I'll take another call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. We were talking about the banners. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I live a little further north. Mm-hmm. I get so frustrated not being able to get your show as much as I can because I keep getting interrupts because of the terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard you say something like you don't know why the mayor is doing this. Well, it's patently obvious. He's doing it for power, for money, for political influence, and don't think he isn't getting kickbacks from this. One of the things that bothers me when commentators, radio commentators, or anybody else talks about these nefarious individuals, and the mendacious activities that they undergo, they'll say the mayor or an alderman or a senator. Almost very rarely, especially a local government listener, they say mayor so-and-so, alderman so-and-so. People need to know who these people are because I talk to locals and half of them aren't even aware of who the hell the mayor is.
No, I know. That's why I've named him like five times in this hour. Yes.
Right. Keep naming them. Keep naming them. Yeah. It's like the socialist-communist issue.
Mm-hmm.
Stop with the socialist bit. It's communism.
Yeah.
And all
communism.
That stuff about, you remember the Bradys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not going to take your guns. And that's what they were after.
Yep.
Then you get this vanilla beaner, O'Rourke, who is trying to be Hispanic, and my Hispanic friends tell me that his high school Spanish is pretty good, but for a conversationalist, he's terrible, comes right out and says what the Democrat Party has said all the time. We're going to take your guns.
Yeah,
now,
it's no secret.
As a professional military man, having been around the world many, many times, do you know what comes next?
Yeah.
Once the politicians disarm you,
the re-education.
And don't think the police are your friends. They're not.
In fact,
they'll be the first perps.
Thanks.
Your friends are military people up to flag rank.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond flag rank, they're all politicians.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. If you want to weigh in on the banners, I just was really frustrated driving down the road thinking that people come to our community, and I know that Pike, the only thing he's interested in is people coming to our community. And all they're going to think is that we are a mini Palm Springs that's behind this. And if you go meet the inhabitants of this area, you will find that a lot of people are not okay with this, and that we're only okay with somebody that wants to speak out and have freedom of speech. And if you want to have an event, have an event. I don't have to go to the event. I can stay home, right? And that is what the freedom of America is all about. When you start involving political causes into the city, when you start backing these things, when you start allowing these things, and not only allowing them, making them happen, as a mayor, Mayor Pike, wanted this to happen, then now I've got a huge problem with it. Because now it looks like it's representing the view of everybody that lives here, and that isn't true. And that is very divisive, and he's doing it all in the name of inclusivity, and that's a lie. It is not inclusive. It's actually more divisive than anything that I've seen in a while.
Yeah, and he is trying to make it look like there's a much larger support for this than
there
is.
And there isn't.
And if you don't believe that, go see how many are at the bowling event tonight.
Yeah, there really isn't. Yeah. There's not, this isn't a huge group, and it's making it look like this huge group that this city is just, and from what he said was he wants everybody to think our city's so loving. No, it makes it look like we are championing the cause of LGBTQ. Has nothing to do with love. Quit equating the two. Has nothing to do with love.
That's right.
And they keep making it about love, because then if you're not for love, you're a puppy kicker. Well, I'm not championing their cause, and I'm not a hater. So where am I? I'm in the middle with everybody else, standing over here on neutral ground going, if you want an event, have an event. But don't take the whole city and rope them into the event and then manipulate them into the event by telling them that they truly don't know how to love. They're not a very loving city if they don't get behind it.
Mm-hmm.
This is infuriating, is what it is. And just the fact that that the city is behind this, that the mayor is behind this. I just hope we're seeing it for what it is, folks. Yes. There's re-elections. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be a mini Palm Springs.
Well, this is not the first time Mayor Pike has done something that upsets a majority of the population.
I know.
I don't understand how he can get re-elected.
I don't either. You got me. But you know what? I think there's some pandering going on for these votes and the LGBT crowd. And again, this is a political cause. This is a political cause. They've made themselves extremely political. Yep. Don't forget that. And have your event. And my loving you says I'm over here saying have your freedom of speech. That's me demonstrating love. I know how to love. I know how to love just fine. So don't question my amount of love because I'm not behind you hook, line, and sinker and championing the LGBT cause. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in it. And so to tell me that I'm wrong because I don't believe in it, something's wrong with me because I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Just give me a break. By the way, I love that the story about the steer took place on September 7th. A bunch of people got together to raise $21,000, and they kept selling the same steer back so that this gentleman could get money for Lou Gehrig's disease. Do you know what's great about that? That is a community coming together. That is a community that loves the person. It has nothing to do with political action or political causes. That has everything to do with love, and they were there to help Chad Reed.
Yep.
And so they kept selling the steer back, raised $21,000. That is love, folks. That is a community coming together. I hope Mayor Pike's listening to this. That is what love is. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.